Welcome to the 0 to 60 podcast. I'm your host and local gearhead, Mark Arson. In episode 50 of the series and ninth podcast of 2020, we're featuring one of the most wicked high-performance luxury SUVs in the world. It's got 603 horsepower and reaches 60 miles per hour in 3.7 seconds. The 2021 Mercedes AMG GLE 63S is next.
LeithCars.com 0 to 60 with automotive journalist and radio host Mark Arson.
I'd like to welcome Farhan of Mercedes-Benz Raleigh to the podcast. Thanks for joining me. And give us a tour, Farhan.
Thanks for having me today. I know you mentioned it's an SUV. Yes, it's an SUV, but not an SUV like any other one. The market is increasing more and more on SUV now, but a lot of people is looking for high performance as well. And the GLE 63S is the one you need for high performance.
Could you take us back and just kind of set us up? What is the GLE as a SUV class of vehicle to begin with?
Well, the GLE 63 originated from the ML55 back in 1998. Mercedes got into the SUV market and decided in the early 2000 to create a high-performance SUV, which was back then the ML55. And then the history continues now, and today we have the new 2021 GLE 63, one of the most powerful one out there, like you say, 0 to 60 in 3.7 seconds. And that's where, you know, the DNA come from of the AMG GLE. It's originated from the ML55.
Farhan, I did a little bit of research into the German nomenclature of the GLE. Geländewagen is that close? Does that sound right?
That is right. Geländewagen is where the G actually come from for all the SUV, which in Europe they call it the wagon, the big wagon, and it's actually the SUV. And that's why we have the G in all our SUV lineup today.
Yeah, it basically means German off-road land wagon is kind of the loose interpretation of that.
That is correct.
Get us up to speed on this new 2021 Mercedes AMG GLE 63S. Take us through the powertrain, the wheels that are on this particular one that you have here at Mercedes-Benz Raleigh. And then we can get into some of the interior appointments, because when you talk about Mercedes-Benz, Farhan, I know, you know, a vehicle like this is at the leading or the cutting edge of technology, right?
That is correct. So going a little bit for the design, one of the main thing that you're going to see in the recent change of AMG is the Pan American Grille, which is the signature of AMG in all the lineup of AMG models. Other than that, you would see it's a beef up, you know, 22-inch wheel, forge type wheel on it. It's got a quad exhaust with the special signature of the V8 bi-turbo 4MATIC Plus on the side. And talking about the high performance, it's, you know, we talked about the look, how it looked great, but also you have the high composite braking 6-piston calipers on it. You have the engine itself, which is an all-new engine, which is a 3.982cc, mainly 4.0 in the US, which is coupled with a new system called the ISG, which is the starter generator, and that gives the vehicle an instant power when you kick on the gas pedal.
That's an electronic component that works in conjunction with the internal combustion engine. Is that kind of how that works?
That is correct. So the ISG is actually placed between the engine and the transmission, and it's an electric engine that doesn't wait when you hit the gas pedal. It just kicked in right away. So mainly most of the turbo engine would have a little bit of lag until the takeoff. Now with that new system, there's no lag at all. It's instant. So the RPM, the torque, start at 850 RPM.
That's a lot of torque right at the touch of your toes there. How about the bi-turbo V8? Is it a hand-built engine?
As all AMG, fully AMG vehicle, they are all hand-built by one person, one engineer, that built the engine, that built the transmission in Affeltabach, Germany. And then they are shipped in the U.S. for the GLE 63 to be built, to be married with the body of the car. Where some others actually built in Germany, signed by whoever the engineer built it, have their name on it. And that's one of the main thing about the exclusivity of Mercedes AMG vehicle. You know who actually built your engine.
Now, let's talk a little bit. Obviously, this is a podcast, but, you know, on the website, you can see some photos of this car. And obviously, I encourage you to go to MercedesBenzRaleigh.com to look at this model in inventory or any of the other SUVs that we have here that Farhan can show you. The other part I want to talk about styling-wise, because I think this harkens back to the original M-Class of this SUV to the early 2000s. The C-pillar is kind of swept forward or angled forward towards the front of the car from the rear. And hasn't that kind of been a signature feature on this series going all the way back?
That is true. It's a signature. There's a little bit more meaning to it. And back in the days when they created the ML series, or the M-Class, what they designed with the A, B, and C pillar, if you looked at it closely, you will see it's actually written M into it. And that's where the meaning come from. And the SUV, why the GLE is kind of iconic today, that was the original ML, which was the first SUV made by Mercedes.
That's awesome. I'm glad I asked. That's pretty cool. So take us inside this beautiful new GLE 63S. What are some of the interior appointments, the comfort?
Well, one of the main thing about the interior that has changed a lot, the first thing that attract a lot of people today is the MBUX, the Mercedes-Benz user experience, which is the all-new touchscreen and the natural language voice command into the car. For example, tell the car that you're cold and the car will adjust the AC for you. Or you want to open the sunroof and say, open my sunroof, and it will just do it for you. Other than that, you will see design of the interior now with the old 64 ambient color lighting. It's very impressive because you can change the old dynamic and the design of the interior just by changing the lighting. Now, this one, the GLE 63, will come up with active massage seat and, you know, side bolster and multi-counter seats, which means when you have the car on a high-performance side and you're driving, you have a side bolster that inflate and hug you and prevent you from moving into the seat. These are impressive part about this vehicle. Now, we also don't want to forget that, you know, this car, other than being high performance, you can actually take it on different type of road. This new car has 8 different individual mode that you can select from race to comfort, regular drive, to sand, to trail, even snow. So it's not only a high performance SUV, but it also is very versatile where you can take this car.
Yeah, because the GLE, I mean, it's a 4MATIC Mercedes, so yeah, you can do your off road cavorting around, but also it's going to help you just in regular handling and performance on dry asphalt or wet, right?
That is correct. Well, talking about, you know, the 4MATIC, so these AMGs now equipped with 4MATIC Plus, which individually can, you know, increase or reduce the power on each wheel. And can also push it all the way to the back if you want to have, you know, a lot of fun with drifting, for example. It's an SUV that you can take on the track and drive it like a high-performance car.
So it would not be out of place for an owner of this Mercedes AMG GLE 63S to take it up to Virginia International Raceway and get out there on the road course, right?
Not at all. And one of the cool thing about it, the GLE 63 now equipped with the track base. So most of the track in the U.S. is inbuilt into the track base. So going back a little bit, what is the track base? It's a system that is in the car that keep a record of your performance and lap, each lap and performance of your time on the track. So which means you can not only see what you're doing in terms of performance, but how you can improve your driving by changing the different dynamic of the car.
All right, Farhan, so you mentioned the track app there. I'm going to move you on to another app. It may be completely different. They may be connected. I don't know. You can tell us here in the podcast. Tell us in terms of this GLE 63S where the Mercedes Me Connect app comes into play.
Well, as all the Mercedes since 2019 is offering the Mercedes Me app, the GLE would be one add up to it. The Mercedes Me app gives you a multitude of access. You can see how much fuel you have in your car. Before you take a trip, you can put a navigation address from your phone into the car automatically, see how long, you know, the trip is going to take. You can remote start the vehicle. You can see, you know, you can connect with the dealer. The main purpose of the Mercedes Me app is the bridge to connect you to your car and your car and you with the dealer. So that really take the communication level from your car, you as a customer, with the dealer to another level.
You've driven it. What do you like the most about this GLE 63S?
Well, the first thing that I like a lot about this car is the design. It's a very sleek design, very impressive. The second thing is the performance. When you looked at it, having a car that is, you know, an SUV that is 5,800 pound and being able to do a 0 to 60 in 3.7 seconds, that's very, very impressive. And you can drive it anywhere. You know, you can go to the beach and drive it on the sand. You can go and, you know, do an off-road track with it. And that's the beauty of having one of the AMG SUV like the GLE 63. And then you can put all your family in it. It also exists in a 7-seater. So these are the cool thing about the GLE 63.
Farhan, the incredible tour here of this vehicle. Thank you again for giving us a little overview of the 2021 Mercedes-AMG GLE 63S. And, again, I'll let you tell us if folks want to learn more about this model or any of the SUVs here, where should they go?
They can visit our website, which is mercedes-benz-raleigh.com, or they can come visit us and see the car in person. We're on Capitol Boulevard, just south of 540.
I'm Mark Arson. Thank you for listening to the 0 to 60 podcast. It's a monthly series bringing you news around the Leith Automotive Group and the world of motorsports in the Carolinas and Virginia. Now, if you haven't done so yet, please follow us on social at Leith Cars and keep our website handy, leithcars.com. You can find 0 to 60 on multiple platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Google Podcasts, just to name a few.
0 to 60 is a production of leithcars.com. Like us on Facebook, at Leith Cars.
The copyright in this podcast and its contents belongs to Leith Incorporated.